The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
The Heilige Reb Chaim Konevsky, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kodesh Levracha. Schuze Yogin Aleinu. Reb Chaim Konevsky is Nefter. Right? So, I have an uncle, very close with him. I met with him many times. He was in Eretz Yisrael at the time. And he decided, I want to be at that Levaya. I got to be there. I got to be Oibanon. But he's got no way to be Oibanon. How's he going to be right there with the Aaron? He doesn't want to stand. He and his wife is coming with him. He's afraid. Chas v'shalom, going to get trampled. He doesn't want to be 8 blocks away listening on a ram call. He wants to be there. So, he's not sure what to do. He goes to Bnei Brak that night in advance the next morning. And he goes, okay, we're going to be there very, very early in the morning. And we're going to be right outside of Chaim's house. And we're going to mamish be right there by Chaim. Okay. And then it gets closer and closer to the Levaya, and he realizes that they're never going to be able to say it. And he's worried his wife is chas v'shalom going to get hurt. So he says, another idea. What am I going to do? He says, I'm going to go. I'm going to look around. He looks around and he sees there's an apartment that has a porch, a marpeset, that comes out of the building and seems to be facing right opposite Reb Chaim's house. So he'll be mamish right with the Levaya. He's going to be right opposite if he can somehow get into that marpeset. Figures out what apartment it is. Goes inside. Knocks on the door, and he says, I want an offer to you. I would like to rent your marpeset. Name your price. I want to rent your marpeset. For the day, you can be there, your family can be there, no problem, but I want to rent it so that I have a right to be there, my wife and I. Tell me, please, what you want for it, and we'll do it. And they said, because we don't do any such business. Not the way it works. No, thank you. We can't. Our family is going to be here. We can't do it. And he asked them, please, it means so much to me to be there. No, can't do it. Finally, the fellow, one of the guys who's there, comes and sees him. He says to him, Slicha, are you so-and-so? He asks him his name. He says, yeah, how do you know me? You don't look very familiar to me. The guy turns to his father. He says, Abba, ta makir etze? Ta makir mi who's that? Do you recognize him? He says, no. He says, ma, ze hu ben adam, sheikh nisotanu, lebeito. This is the man who took us into his own house. This yid traveled to North America some 20-something years ago. For medical treatments. And my uncle had a Hachnasas Orchim apartment in his house. And this yid stayed in that apartment for whatever it was, weeks or months. One of many, many, many people. My uncle didn't know who these people were. They were all taken care of. He didn't get personally involved with them. Just hosted them. He said, Zaben Adam, Bavakasha, please come in. You're ours. You come in. We'll take care of you, of course. Chas v'shalom, we don't want nothing from you. We just want to be makar taif to you. My uncle said he had mamish front row seats to the Levaya, which was so meaningful to him. How? Who? What? An apartment in Bnei Brak? How many apartments are in Bnei Brak? 50,000 apartments are in Bnei Brak. But this guy was the one whom he took care of 25 years earlier. Shlach lach mecha pnei hamayim, underwater. You're never going to see it again. No, it's going to come back to you. Forever yom timtzeinu. It's going to come back to you.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org